The Three Mile Island Nuclear Generating Station near Harrisburg may or may not get a bailout from the state, but it will always be part of Pennsylvania's history. The partial meltdown of one of the reactors there happened 40 years ago this month, and it left areas of the facility highly radioactive. Back then, a young group of researchers came up with an idea to send robots in to fix the damage. State Impact Pennsylvania's Amy Sisk reports that their work helped expand the fledgling field of robotics.
Ooh, boy, look at this.
Red Whitaker calls me over to his computer at Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh.
This is really old. I haven't looked at any of it in eternity.
He shows me video footage his robot took of the basement at Three Mile Island's Unit 2 containment building.
They could see for the first time the accumulation of hundreds of thousands of gallons of contaminated water that had filled up like a bathtub to a height of about 8 feet.
The nation's worst commercial nuclear accident prompted tens of thousands of people near the Dauphin County reactor to evacuate in March 1979. In the years following, Mike Pavlik helped oversee cleanup.
We were not going to be able to put human beings in there because of the risk. So we decided that we needed robots to do some of that work.
The thing is, robots had never been used in that way.
It was brand new in the nuclear business. Robots are used primarily in repetitive operations.
Like in auto factories, to weld together parts of cars. This is where Whitaker's expertise came in.
I was looking for that opportunity to contribute, and I was looking for that iconic robotic development project that would put the technology on the map.
He enlisted the help of those around him, mainly undergraduate students. John Bears was just a sophomore.
We had a dream and a few pieces of paper and convinced them that we could solve the problem.
Whitaker's younger brother, Chuck, wanted to join too. He worked as an engineer for a coal company.
I would come over on the weekends and I would come over on my vacation days and work because it was fun.
In 1983, a crane lowered their first robot into the basement of the containment building. The machine had 6 wheels and special cameras that could withstand radiation, as well as numerous seals to keep out water. A second robot soon followed. It could drill into concrete and remove wall samples for analysis. Bears says their third robot was never used.
We tried to make it a Swiss Army knife that would do all kinds of things.
It could drill and lift items and move them around, but Bears says it wasn't reliable. Yet, it led to more robots down the road. Chuck Whitaker walks me through a hallway at CMU to a timeline showing all the field robots developed at the university since the Three Mile Island days.
That was the first Mine 1. This was the first navigational laboratory. That was our first autonomous driving vehicle.
The Whitakers both work as researchers at CMU today. Bears recently led Uber's autonomous vehicle program, and he now heads a robotics company in Pittsburgh. The brothers recently developed a robot to help decommission uranium enrichment facilities. Red Whitaker shows me a prototype. It crawls through pipelines in search of residual uranium and sends out sound waves.
It uses that as part of its calculation to determine exactly where it is.
Chuck Whitaker says the robot will save time and money and prevent exposure to humans who would otherwise have to do the work.
That's really the value, when you can reduce the hazards to the personnel.
That's why the robots went in to Three Mile Island. Soon, more could go back. TMI is scheduled to close this fall unless the state intervenes. Robots could be part of its decommissioning. Red Whitaker doesn't know if he would be involved, but...
I gotta say, I would absolutely love to revisit TMI.
To finish a job he helped start nearly 4 decades ago. Amy Sisk, State Impact, Pennsylvania.